Hey, sports fans, it's world champion handicapper Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of VegasScoresAndOdds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419. Or go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
What follows is for news and entertainment purposes only. Any use of the forthcoming information in violation of any federal, state, or local law is prohibited.
Mike North, you are on fire.
You know anybody else that good?
No.
No, they'll tell you they are. They may think they are, but we're documented every single week. The eye is on us.
That's
and I
right.
ain't talking about the eye of CBS, the public eye. The first feeling I got when I won a bet was elation. The worst feeling was when I lost a bet and I wanted to jump off a balcony.
Give me a quick betting tip.
Yeah, do win and don't lose, but usually it doesn't always work out that way. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before you even laid the bet down. So you got to be positive. Vegas Scores and Odds is the landing place that gave me an opportunity to handicap. They let me show what I could do. And there's packages, there's free picks. What does Vegas Scores and Odds do when you perform? They reward you and they take care of you. And that's why we're ready to do this show.
The Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. That's right, Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman. It is Monday, and that means we've got tons of NFL to talk about, including I want to cover those three games from Thanksgiving Day, of course, starting with the Chicago Bears, and then the other two games, which were really important games, the Cowboys game and the Saints clinching their division, and then we'll get to Sunday's games, where we had a major upset, the Eagles losing to the Dolphins. And how about those Ravens? I think they're Super Bowl ready. And are the Patriots showing the last breaths of a great dynasty? Mike will share his point of views on all these stories and much, much more. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Oh, it's great to be on with you, Aldo. Sounds great. We're starting today at noon. I'm telling you, feeling chipper as usual. By the way, folks, VegasScoresAndOdds.com, the last time you made contact with them, if you're indeed with them, was last night when I took the Houston Texans straight up against the New England Patriots in a win. It was a 3-2 day yesterday, just like with Bears Barroom 2-1 on Saturday to make us now a grand total of 23-17, made the adjustment from the pros to college because we now have our shows on Wednesday, not on Friday. And then, of course, we got AM 1000, a winning week there with Carmen and myself as usual. I gave away a pick that I gave on all the platforms, Wisconsin. That was a runaway, not only on Bears Ballroom, but on the odds couple on AM 1000 and on Vegas Scores and Odds on the free pick line. So, I mean, doing great, having fun, getting ready to go, Aldo. And I'll tell you what, if you want to participate, folks, go to at VSAO Sports for the follow, free pick line 1-866-504-2201, or go to North to North, my Twitter handle, and right there on top of the profile, along with Bears Barroom, is Vegas Scores and Odds. So looking forward to another big week. I got Accountability Tuesday coming up tomorrow, Aldo. It was a crazy week. It was a mostly profitable week. Had a few stumbles here and there, but mostly wins.
We've got a lot of new listeners, Mike, to the show, and I want you to explain to them what Accountability Tuesday is.
Accountability Tuesday is something I came up with because, really, I mean, you hear about people winning after you look at Twitter, you look at Facebook, you look at, you know, a lot of different services, and they'll tell you their winning, they'll tell you what their picks were, and, you know, after the fact, you'll see guys on Twitter saying, JoJo, I was 5-1. Well, where were you 5-1 at? You were 5-1 at home in your bedroom when your mom was giving you soup and you had it written down on a piece of paper. So what Accountability Tuesday does is I tell everybody, good, bad, or indifferent, and thanks to the Lord that I'm better than not, because I don't have too many. I've only had a couple bad Accountability Tuesdays, but it's not easy to tell people what you did on each platform, and that's what I do every Tuesday on video. It's become very popular. It's something I came up with, and you should demand that from everybody. Plus, Vegas Scores and Odds has a front page, so if Mike North says he's this, well, you go look at it. And, you know, if I say I'm winning in hockey, go look. And if I'm not, then I'm lying. But I am. So you go to Vegas Scores and Odds for that and other things also.
And also, the fans that have known you for a while are wondering, when are we going to get to see the Bookie Priest once again? We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, the Bookie Priest, well, he's not happy because he recently had a sore on his leg. He doesn't know how it happened. He was in New Orleans about 3 months ago at a parish conference. So he's going to be coming back soon, but right now he's getting some treatment at the Vatican Hospital.
That's awesome. All right, I want to go over those three Thanksgiving Day games. And, of course,
right,
we always talk Bears here at Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North. Mike, Bears a winner 24-20. The spread was the Bears giving 5.5 points, so they did not cover. The Lions did. Detroit now is 1-6 against the spread in their last seven games, and the Bears are 1-7 against the spread in their last eight games. It makes it hard to bet against either one of those teams. Who did you bet on for that game?
Well, I'll give you what I did. VSAO at Vegas Scores and Odds. When I make out my picks for the Thursday game, I have to make them out on Wednesday. Well, Wednesday, the Lions were only getting 3.5, but I took the Lions. But here's the key. When you go and you take that game from me, okay, then you call your guy or you go to your casino around the country, wherever you are, and you got it at 5.5. So you won the game. Even though it went against my personal record, the line went up 2 points after it was discovered that some guy named Blow Me Down, or Blow, was going to be the quarterback. So I ended up covering it. It would have been a good game to middle. Would have been fun. But the Chicago Bears, you know what? They came out with the win, and that's all that counts.
Did you have a heart attack when Blow comes out and throws a touchdown pass on his first possession, and then they get another touchdown pass on their second possession? You think, oh, my gosh, are the Lions going to blow out the Bears? Were you nervous?
Of course you're nervous because you don't know what Bear team you're going to see. Last year we knew what Bear game we were team we were going to see. This year we don't. I think that's the way it is in the National Football League. I mean, I had a winning week at the odds couple, but one of my losses was the Eagles. And and Vegas cleaned up on that game yesterday. Whether it was on the money line, whether it was on the points line, it didn't matter. Thank God I had the over in that game. So I got something back. But see, money line plays are dangerous. But I had the money line play on Oklahoma the day before. And also Oklahoma with the points, so I won those. So you know what? I've won like 6 money line plays and only lost one. But when you lose that one, you give up $5 every dollar. So it was a tough loss.
Yeah. And you know what? You talk about you never know what kind of a Bears team we're going to see. And
right,
with the offense, that was exemplified so much with the first play, the first series of each half. So in the first series of the first half, the offense looked excellent. They were they probably one of the best series of the entire season. The pass blocking was good. Trubisky was on point. People were doing all their jobs and so forth, and they quickly score a touchdown. Then the second half starts, and on the Bears' first possession, Riley Ridley, the rookie wide receiver, is late to get to his position, and then Matt Nagy after the game says it was a coaching error. They're moving the ball down the field, but penalties push them all the way back. On fourth down, Matt Nagy elects not to kick the field goal. They go for it on 4th-and-5 and don't get the first down. It was an atrocious series, one of the worst in the seasons, and that's saying a lot. This team has no sense of consistency, right?
Right, and you know what? I have been on this all year.
Yep.
And I saw it again this weekend on Saturday. I saw it on Sunday. I mean, you got fourth and six, and you don't kick a field goal. I mean, where did it become vogue? Vince Lombardi said he passed up points once to go for it. Didn't make it. He never did it again. Mm. When you're in the first half of a game or even in the third quarter, even if you're losing 14 to nothing, and you got 5 yards to go for a first down on fourth, and you're on the 30-yard line, get the points. Get the points. It gives your team something to feel good about. To go 80 yards and to go for it on fourth and two and not make it. I just don't understand it. I don't know what Nagy was thinking. I don't understand it, but those points almost came into play. They almost lost this game, and if he would have kicked that field goal, we got a little bit more of a cushion, if you will.
You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. It's so frustrating, and if you don't have faith in the kicker, then what's the kicker doing on the roster? You know?
Well, we saw that with Dallas, too.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean,
right.
You know, they're going for it. I mean, what are you doing? It's the third quarter. I mean, you know, so I'm seeing this in multiple games now. Look, you know what analytics is? Yep. Analytics is all this fancy numbers talk until you get caught cheating like the Houston Astros. Then all you are is cheaters that use numbers as a convenience.
That's
what it is. Because anybody that's going to tell me in the second quarter of a game when you're losing 14 to nothing and you got fourth and eight but you're on to 30 that you should go for it and pass up 3 points with a whole half of football left, I want to see their driver's license. I want to see if they're old enough to drive. I'm serious.
And
what you say. I finally got you.
Early, too.
Only yeah, 13, I got to get it over with.
12 minutes into the show. You got me early.
I'm telling you.
It's been a while, I'll tell you that.
It's been 2 weeks. You've really been doing well.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend.
But
no, seriously, you're looking at it. Go for the points. And, you know, I didn't understand what Nagy was doing. But I'll tell you what, Mitch Trubisky had a heck of a game. He had 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. I had been saying this. If you listed Prescott, Rodgers, Russell Wilson, if you listed 5 quarterbacks who threw for 300 yards, which one threw for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, you put Mitch's name down there, Mitch wouldn't have gotten a vote.
You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding.
And he's the one that did it. So good for him. Maybe this is turning things around, but let's not get carried away. But I'll also say this. Dallas ain't no damn good either. They're the most overhyped team in the history of sports, I think.
You ain't kidding. Well, and Mitch Trubisky yesterday was asked, how can he replicate his performance against the Detroit, that 3-touchdown performance that he had against the Detroit? How could he replicate that against the Cowboys this upcoming Thursday? This is what he said.
I think it just goes to show you that, I mean, last week it was all walkthrough and all mental. So I think if we're locked in mentally, then that's how it translates to the field. Everyone knowing their jobs, me knowing the timing of the routes, knowing the spots, seeing the defense pre-snap, and just playing fast and not thinking. So we get it down mentally, just go out there and play, and hopefully you just got to put in the work and make sure execute, do our jobs.
Mike, I translate that as I need everything dumbed down for me.
Well, that's what they told us at the beginning of the year, so it's no mystery.
Correct.
Nagy said he was simplifying the playbook. I mean, basically, they've simplified it so much, the only thing they could do now is draw the plays out on dirt. You know, get in the huddle and draw them out on dirt for the kids. So, you know what? Maybe there was too much. I don't like a lot of plays. I'm a believer in run 5-6 plays great, maybe throw in a couple other ones that you need every so often. But Lombardi... And I know it was years ago, but it still works today. If you got a great running game, which, by the way, the Baltimore Ravens, isn't it great? They've brought back the running game because they're the number one rushing team in football, and they're winning. A lot of it's because of their quarterback, but so what? They're running the football 178 yards yesterday. So they're attacking the NFL the way the NFL teams have not been attacked, Aldo, in like a decade. They're actually doing the smart thing. Try to stop the run. because everybody's practicing to try to stop the pass.
Yep, you ain't kidding about that. Now, the Bears' next opponent also played on Thursday, and they were 26-15 losers to the Buffalo Bills. And those Buffalo Bills, they are looking pretty damn good. Now, the total has now hit the under in 7 of Buffalo's last 8 road games. So keep that in mind, as the Buffalo Bills have 2 road games left against the Steelers and the Patriots. And as an away team, which the Cowboys will be this Thursday against the Bears, the Cowboys are 4-2 against the spread. So that's kind of an interesting thing to keep an eye on when we decide whether to place a bet on the Bears this upcoming Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, the Bears should be licking their chops. I mean, Dallas, to me, is a team that, you know, the last time they were relevant, I mean, I said this on AM 1000, Christ was a child. I mean, he was a young man. And yet people keep waiting for them and waiting for them. But Prescott's playing for a deal. I think that's been somewhat of a quandary. They only ran Zeke Elliott 12 times last week for a total of 5 yards a carry. It's about time.
Yeah.
He hasn't done all that well, and he hasn't done well with the offensive line he had last year. So it's going to be interesting. I think this is going to be a battle. It's a huge game for the Bears. They need this game. Dallas hasn't beaten a winning team. The Bears, I think, can get it done, but I haven't charted the game yet. We'll see. You know, we'll talk Wednesday about it. Who knows? It may be in one of my picks, but basically, you know what? I'm not afraid of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of teams are afraid of the Cowboys nowadays. Now, one guy the Bears should probably be afraid of is Randall Cobb. The former Green Bay Packer is now with the Cowboys, and while he's not exactly lighting things up, he's got 42 catches for 634 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's not bad, but he's always been a Bear killer, and this is what he said about the Bears' defense that he is well aware of.
Knowing them, they have an excellent pass rush up front. You know, they have some ball hawks in the back end, some guys that can make some big-time plays. Their safeties have range. They have good corners. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us, but we're up for it.
And that, I think, is the key to the game, Michael, is that this Bears defense has got to get after Dak Prescott. They've got to sack him early. Hopefully the Bears can get off to a quick lead and they can protect that lead throughout the game. And turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. We need more interceptions. Eddie Jackson got one against the Lions. We'd love to see more of that. He had, 7 last year? He's only got 1 this year, so it's time for those turnovers to start happening.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Dallas Cowboys, and you know what? Here's what I'm afraid of, that they're going to shelve the passing game and run Zeke Elliott. Now, the Bears are soft in the middle, but Akeem Hicks, I believe, is going to be back for this game, right?
No, he's got to sit out 2 more games, I believe.
Oh, that's right, because of the rule.
Correct, correct.
Well, wait, I just don't understand, man. If you're ready to come back, I don't know, maybe they do that so people won't fake.
Yeah.
You know, they don't let them come back whenever they want.
I think that's exactly
that's too
it.
Bad.
Yeah.
That's too bad because we could use them.
Absolutely.
We could use them in this game against Zeke Elliott. I think they'll try to attack the Bears' middle. Wocon Smith's been playing better. Leonard Floyd made a nice play, actually, was on screen. Khalil Mack seems to have gotten it together a little bit. He finally had a decent game after being in a mini slump for him. So, you know what, I like the Bears off the top of my head, but we'll see what happens Wednesday as far as I'm concerned. Huge game, and it's between Prescott and Trubisky at the end of the day, and we'll see what happens. And we do need turnovers.
Yep, I'm with you there. Turnovers, and it will be a battle of the quarterbacks. We'll see who plays the best. Heart 4803 wants to know, how long is Jason Garrett going to have his job with the Dallas Cowboys? If you were to put odds on whether Garrett returns for the 2020 season, what would those odds look like, Mike?
Jason Garrett's like Mae West.
How's
made
that?
A movie named Myra Breckinridge back in 1970s, and she had been a star since the 30s. She just... would show up every so often, make a little bit of noise, you know what I mean? But she never reached that stardom that everybody thought. She was huge in the 30s, just like he was huge. He was talked about 5-6 years ago. Let me tell you something. He, to me, You know, Jerry Jones, his failure and his stubbornness is to prove to Jimmy Johnson that basically I'm going to do this, and I got my own guy in place. And you know what? I don't know if Jason Garrett's going to be fired at the end of the year if they make the playoffs or not. I really don't. Jerry Jones is just as responsible for what's going on over there as anybody else. But if they had a better head coach, I really believe they would have tasted the playoffs more.
A Mae West reference.
Nobody knows who that is.
Everybody in the chat room is, who the hell is Mae West?
Truth is going, who the hell is Mae West? Look up, Lil Nicky, look up Wikipedia, look up Mae West, baby.
That's right. She was one of the first sex pots in the movie industry. And by the time she made that movie in the 1970s, she looked a lot like Jason Garrett.
My God, she looked like a wax figure on roller skates.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right, the other Thanksgiving Day game was the Saints clinching the NFC West title with a 26-18 win. Now, the Saints are now 8-1 against the spread in their last nine games, and they've got a big game coming up Sunday versus the 49ers. Sean Payton, after the win against the Falcons on Turkey Day, was really elated with the fact that they have clinched the division this early. It rarely happens that somebody clinches the division by Thanksgiving.
You know, this is, what, our sixth now, third in a row. It's one of the goals. And, you know, for it to happen on Thanksgiving, you know, this early, it's the first step. And, you know, it's a challenging business. And it's all worth it when you win. And you have a chance and you're playing for something. You know, it's very difficult if you're not winning.
He sounded really elated right there, Mike.
Sounds like, you know what? He really is a guy that, you know, remember the Bounty Gate, and they were gonna get rid of him. And,
oh, my gosh,
but thank God cooler heads prevailed.
Yes.
One of the more understated, underestimated coach in the business of the National Football League. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you hear about the Belichicks of the world. You'll hear about other coaches, but sometimes he's not even brought up. Their defense has gotten better. Drew Brees has been just a godsend for them. There's no question about that. The New Orleans Saints are as dangerous a team as any team you'll play in the playoffs. I think if you have a team in the NFC and you drew New Orleans first, that would be the team you don't want to draw. You know, I'd rather draw somebody else. Everybody else seems to be trying to get in or having an off year. The power seems to be in the AFC with the Ravens and the Patriots. It's anybody's ball game, as far as I'm concerned, in the NFC.
All right. Well, I
sound like one of them sports guys on TV, don't I? Straight ahead. No messing around, right? That's over with now. I've had enough. This Thanksgiving thing is throwing me off a little bit.
That's okay. One last.
I'm still full, by the way. I'm still full.
Are you really?
Oh, I had a double flusher the other day anybody would have been proud of.
How was that turkey on Thanksgiving Day, Mike?
It was good. Yeah? And then you look, and I looked at myself, and a side view of me, my God, I looked like a prehistoric Rex or something, man. Wow.
Prehistoric Rex.
Many years ago, a man with a big stomach trod the earth with no shoes and a bear's hat.
I love it. I love it. One last note about that.
How about you? You probably had a chainsaw cut through that turkey.
You know what? Thanksgiving, I don't eat as much as, you know, people will think that, you know, a man my size would eat. I just don't eat a lot. I have a plate. I rarely go back for seconds. And the leftovers that you bring home, I kind of munch on them a little bit. I'm just not not a big guy for Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't eat as much as I used to. I used to just pile it in.
Yeah, same
and
here.
You know, every Thanksgiving, I was always hungover anyway, for God's sake. Because I don't think for about 30 years I spent the Thanksgiving where I actually felt great, you know. But, man, it feels good. I feel good. I'm
good.
Sober for 13 years. I feel better.
Congratulations.
I actually know what my food tastes like. It's fun to watch the football games. I got the dog, and I look out the drapes every so often.
That is awesome. 13 years. Congratulations. That is outstanding.
Well, you know, it's for my own good. Congratulations. I just had a buddy pass away, Bob Cato, and this guy never drank.
Yeah.
Bobby never drank. He never, if he had a couple beers, you know, didn't do drugs, nothing. and now we're going to his wake today. So,
no, I'm sorry,
you know, he was our age, and he's like our first guy from the original group that, you know, has passed on. And we were just dancing at a wedding, all of us, in May, and then he caught cancer, and sometimes it gets you.
Yeah.
And he got unlucky.
You know, I saw that tweet that you said that when you were a kid, all of a sudden an Asian kid came up and said, "Hey, can I play?" And that was the start of a friendship that lasted decades. So,
well, that's when you were allowed to have an identity. Back then, you could be Japanese, Taiwanese, you could be Filipino. Now everybody's the same, Asian. No, I said it the way it should be. What happened? Because we didn't have the Asian, they didn't say the Asian stuff back in the 60s.
That's right.
There, and he's got this, he comes walking across the street, we go, "Who's this guy?" And then he comes walking up. He goes, "Hi, guys. I just moved around. A real friendly guy. Little tiny guy." We go, "Yeah." And he had his bat and mitt on his shoulder. He had one of those baseball jackets, if you were around back then, that had all the teams on them. Braves, Cubs, you know, they were baseballs with their name. And he had a San Francisco Giant hat. And he was a big Willie Mays fan. And he was also, this was 1965, a fan of the, and one of the reasons he was a San Francisco Giant fan, because they had the first Japanese player to ever play in the major leagues, Masanori Murakami. And he was one of his guys because he was Japanese and he took pride in that. So he was a great guy. 55 years I knew him. We just saw each other about 4 months ago. Then he fell sick.
I'm sorry to hear that, and you know, give our best to the entire Cato family from the Bears Barroom. Please do that.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right, let's now get to Sunday's games. The Packers, a winner against the Giants, 31-13. Mike, I was watching this game, and for a while there, I thought the Giants might upset the Packers, but it wasn't to be. As soon as the snow started to fall, it seemed like it kind of energized the Packers, and Aaron Rodgers talked about the weather conditions and how much he likes playing in the snow.
No, I love the conditions. You know, I was a little worried that it might be more rain than snow, but when those big flakes were falling down, I felt pretty good about our chances.
Yeah, his chances resulted in a 21-for-33 performance, 4 touchdown passes. They were easy winners. The Giants are now 2-6 against the spread in their last 8 games. Now, the total has now hit the under in 5 of Green Bay's last 7 games, and a lot of that has been because the Packers' offense was stumbling a bit, but they didn't stumble on Sunday, but yet they came in under, and that was because the Packers' defense just really confused that young quarterback from the Giants.
Yeah, you know, Danny Dimes, let's get rid of the nickname. Danny, please. Danny, please, hold on to the football. Danny, please, try to get 50% of your passes complete. Danny, please, don't throw an interception. Danny Dimes, that's for somebody that throws dimes. He hasn't been throwing dimes lately. But you know what? I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's very rare Aaron Rodgers has 2 bad games in a row. I mean, come on. They had their stinker last week. And there was no way. I didn't do anything with this game, but there was no way I was going to take the Giants. And the system had me on the borderline of taking the Giants, and I decided, well, thank God it's on the borderline, because there's no way I believed in my heart that I could take the New York Giants with Rodgers coming off a loss. Doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know what? And I know here in Chicago, Aaron Rodgers is hated by one and all. I'm not a big fan of him personally, but as a player, I really do. And I think I like him more than you have, because you've been critical of Rodgers to a degree. But I just find his style of play is almost artistic. His footwork and the way he flicks that ball and his competitive spirit. I hate to say it, but I think Aaron Rodgers really, and I know you've liked some of the past quarterbacks in Packers history more than Rodgers, but I do think that Rodgers is a special, special quarterback.
Oh, he's a special quarterback with 1 Super Bowl. Bart Starr was a special quarterback with 2. Brett Favre's a special. I didn't say he's not special.
Yeah, I hear you.
He's a stat duffer. There's no question about that. I mean, he's still got his mojo.
Mm-hmm.
He's still been to a Super Bowl. He's still got time to go to another one. The team is better than I ever thought it was going to be, and I'll give them full credit for that. The new coach has done a good job, but Rodgers is the straw that stirs the drink. I find it amusing. I was hearing today people saying that off Tom Brady's game last night that, you know, maybe this could be it. And I just chuckle because they're 10-2. If somebody said tomorrow your franchise could have Tom Brady for the rest of the year, I know one franchise that I'm very familiar with that I'd want them to take him immediately, regardless of how old he is or what have you. Because here's what I'm going to tell you. He was compared this morning. I won't name Schultz. It's not pertinent. This has been more than one show, I guarantee you, that's saying this. Is he on his last legs? Is he starting to lose it? Okay. And then they compared him. Somebody compared him to Peyton Manning's last year. Let me just tell everybody what Peyton Manning's last year was with Denver. 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, a 67 rating for 2,249 yards and 59%. That would get you be a second-string quarterback, which by that time I think, Aldo, we could agree Peyton Manning was. He was done. I mean, he was basically been through surgeries, been a good ball player, but he got old, and that was it. Brady. This is Brady now, and they're comparing him to Manning's last year. 62% of his passes completed, 3,268 yards, an 88 quarterback ranking, and 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Are people losing their minds? I mean, he's not what he was, but I think he's not what he was because of Gronkowski. And I've been on Bears Barroom since day one saying if they don't make it to the AFC Championship game, it's going to be because they missed him. Last night they were on the goal line, couldn't punch it in, and I know that last year he would have thrown 2 jump balls to Gronkowski. They missed that guy more than they're going to let on, even though their defense is number one in the league or number 2 still in the National Football League.
I think you're right, Mike. I don't think that there's been a fall off in Tom Brady's play. There's been a fall off in the players around him. The offensive line has not played well. The wide receivers, we saw Tom Brady getting on them. They just are not in sync. They're not running. It's kind of the same thing that Trubisky has faced here, that some of the wide receivers are running patterns that the quarterback doesn't know where the guy is. I want you to go this way, and you're going that way. And he's yelling at them in the sideline. And, of course, as you said, the departure of Rob Gronkowski has just been huge for Tom Brady.
Yes, and yet they only have 2 losses. They have the best special teams and the best defense. Now, somebody could have told me, hey, Antonio Brown might come back. I mean, Josh, look, remember this. If any other team lost Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon, we know what's happened to those teams. If any other team, they lost Josh Gordon, Antonio Brown, and Rob Gronkowski, right?
Right.
And they're 10-2, and they're questioning the leader of the team for yelling at players. Let me tell everybody this from the bottom of my heart. If you didn't do your job at the score, and Jesse will tell you, or anybody else, I let you have it. If it was hurting the product, I let you have it. That was it. Same with softball. I was the let's go. What are you guys doing? I didn't care. It was about winning. So when the leader of a team like, and with the pedigree of Tom Brady gets pissed, it's not like Marino. Marino used to get mad every week. He'd get mad every week. How many times have people really seen Brady mad like that? Not many.
Not many.
So that's what a leader does when things start to go south.
Yeah, I'm with you. And let's not forget that the Patriots defense coming into last night's game against the Texans had allowed 4 touchdown passes all season long. Yesterday, Watson had 3 and Hopkins had 1, so they gave up 4 touchdown passes on one game. So you can't, and Tom Brady talked about playing from behind, how difficult it is. This is Tom Brady on the Greg Hill Show earlier this morning.
Yeah, I think, anytime you go on the road and you get behind early, it's, it makes it pretty tough to overcome. And we got behind in Baltimore and, couldn't fight our way out of it. We got behind in Philly and did, and then, came down to Houston and, obviously couldn't. So
That is a very tired Tom Brady who took that long flight home.
That's all right. That guy's coherent compared to when I did my bit with McMahon. Jim McMahon would say 10 words. You do all the work. Great game.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, it's just stuff like that. And I love Jimmy. But Jimmy was brutal. I mean, this guy here's it's a carnival the way Brady's talking compared to McMahon, remember?
Yes, yes.
He was on WLS. I think he said 10 words. I think he got paid 10 words for 10 words, and after that he got it. It was for free. He said 10 words.
Yeah, isn't that something? Jim McMahon is beloved in this town, but
yeah, I love him.
But he really wasn't a very personable guy, at least with the fans.
Oh my God, Jimmy loved me because he knew I hammered the ownership, and right. he knew I loved the Bears. He told me I was his guy. He goes, what you did to McCaskey, nobody had the guts to do ever. And he says, so we were buddies forever, golf outing and Lake Tahoe and hanging out at his restaurant. A moment of silence, please. But remember how big that hangar was out in Northbrook?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, he was just a guy. But let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about Brady. Tom Brady is, there's no doubt he's on the downturn, right? Let's face it.
Yeah, 42 years old.
But if they get Antonio Brown back or some, believe me, they're going to do whatever they got to do once the playoffs start because they want to win Super Bowl number 7 because their owner is like that. Not like other owners where let's try to make the bottom line. But Tom Brady's supposed to be done. Mitch Trubisky is our future. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Okay. Being done, Tom Brady has a 61% completion percentage. Here's a ray of light. Mitch Trubisky is 63%. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, our ray of hope becomes maybe a quarterback on his last legs, if you're going to compare him to Brady, and it's unfair. Brady's got 3,268 yards already. You know how many Mitch has got?
How many?
2,196.
Wow.
Hold on. Brady's got 18 touchdowns. Guess how many Mitch has?
I think it's like 12?
13.
13, okay.
Brady's got 6 interceptions. Guess how many Mitch has?
He's got up to 8 now, I believe.
Not bad. 7 or 8. Brady has an 89 quarterback rating. Mitch has an 84. But Brady's expectations are so through the roof that when he doesn't perform up to those expectations, people think he's done. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If he said tomorrow, I want to quarterback the Bears next year, would you agree Trubisky sits?
I have been saying that for a while on our Bears Barroom social media account.
Sign him, and I'm saying that won't happen. But if he did, I'm with you. Brady would be your starter, would he not, at 43 next year?
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear how Brady's done. The guy would come here and we'd be building statues.
That's
Are
right.
you kidding me?
Yeah. And it's not like when the Blackhawks brought in Bobby Orr, who only had one leg. This is bringing in Tom Brady. Yes, he'll be 43 next season, but he still has it. Zach Sullivan in the chat room says, yes, bring Brady to Chicago and have him mentor Mitch Trubisky. Sounds like a plan to me. Just got to make it work with the money.
Would be like when Rodman came.
Yes.
To the Bull.
Yes.
That's what it would be like, at least as far as excitement. Now, it's a tougher sport to win a championship in.
Sure.
The offensive line is different. I thought Brady's offensive line along the edge last night let him down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's ever leaving New England.
Mm-hmm.
I think he lives and breathes New England. I think it would hurt his legacy. And people that don't think it hurts you to play for other teams, I still know that Michael Jordan played for the Wizards, okay? It's not pretty. He should have never gone there. That's my opinion. But he wanted to still compete, and the Bulls let him go.
What about,
they wouldn't let him be a lifelong. So I just think he stays there.
What about Joe Montana playing with the Kansas City Chiefs? Do you think that hurt his legacy?
You know what? He did. Here's why it didn't hurt. And this could go for Brady too, Elds.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, the knowledge, huh? It's amazing, really? You know? I mean, seriously. So, listen to Montana, though. He went to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but do you ever hear
yep.
former Kansas City quarterback Joe Montana?
Never.
Never. He overcame it because of his greatness and because of the things he achieved. Now, if Brady goes to the Bears, I'll tell you what was sad. I was at the game when Namath played for the Rams. That was sad. That was sad. He looked good. He was tan until we found out that he was, you know, just basically he couldn't even walk. You know what his last completed pass was to, don't you?
Boy, I forgot.
Gary Fensick.
Oh, that's right. He threw an interception to Fensick.
Then they took him out.
That's right.
That you never. Joe Namath went out hard.
Yeah,
he sure went out did. Wrong. Yep. You know, it was sad. I was at the game. It was at Soldier Field, man. It was unbelievable to see Joe Namath in a Ram uniform being told, go sit down. It was.
Duke Martin in the chat rooms reminds us that Brett Favre had some good years with the Vikings, and he kind of still considers him, as a Viking, while Harp 4803 says, no, he's always going to be a Packer. But
you know what, though? No, wait a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
I like what that guy said.
Duke, yeah.
He did. Favre came back and stole the spotlight from the Packers. I'll give you another guy that was a Viking, Randall Cunningham. I look at him as an Eagle quarterback first,
yes.
But really close is what he did at Minnesota.
Yes, I'm with you.
So Brady can do that, but it's not going to happen, I don't think. Boy, if it did, this town would go through the roof. I've been here long enough, and so have you, Aldo. We'd go through the roof.
You ain't kidding.
And New England would be weeping.
Yep.
They'd weep.
Well, they're going through the roof in Philadelphia, where the Eagles were a 31-37 losing to the Miami Dolphins. Mike,
do me a favor. Yeah, the sharp blade, not the
dull
one. That's it. Yeah,
Mike, the money line had Miami at +400 and Philadelphia.
I know what it was. Let me tell you how smart I am.
Okay.
Because this happened. There were like 3-4 huge upsets yesterday. I had Oklahoma on Saturday with the minus the points, won that. I had Oklahoma with the money line. Here's what I do the next day. I take Philadelphia over, so I'm 3-0. But I also got Philly minus the points. They crapped the bed there. And I only took half of what I won and put it on the money line. But I don't care. It was 490, man. I mean, so that was... But I've won like 5 or 6 money lines. But when you lose, it stinks.
Yes.
I mean, that's a huge upset. And you figure, were they looking ahead to play Dallas? I mean, did they just think they were going to show up there? And I should have known because that damn Fitzpatrick, he's another guy.
Yep.
If the Bears said we got Fitzpatrick next year, I'd love him to quarterback the Bears. Because he's so good. He kept Miami's trying to win. I'd give the coach credit there. They're trying. They're not tanking. They got pride, and they laid out a team that could still go to the playoffs. Amazing as it is in the east of the NFC.
Isn't that something? And Doug Peterson, the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, on his radio show this morning, was asked about what happened with this team and why weren't they ready to play. And this is what he said:
"We all hear. Players and coaches have to look ourselves in the mirror today and this week and consciously make a decision that that we're going to change and get it fixed this week."
So you're saying that the coaching staff did not properly motivate the team, nor did the leaders of the team?
I'm saying that it's my responsibility, Angelo. Don't read into that. I'm saying it's my responsibility. It's not the coaches or the players. I'm in charge of this football team, and it's my responsibility to get this team prepared.
That clip from Sports Radio 94 WIP, and that was Angelo Cataldi challenging head coach Doug Peterson, because that team they blew a 14-point lead, and then they just mailed it in. They said, well, I think we're going to win this one easily. Let's just not even try hard. And the Dolphins played 4 quarters of hard football and won. And now the Dolphins are 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 games. And since that to me is probably the story.
The coach Rio's done a good job.
Yeah, that to me is a story that the Dolphins might be a good bet when you're considering the spread.
Well, yeah, and especially yesterday. And by the way, Angelo Cataldi and Angelo and I are friends. He's in the team photo as far as great talk show hosts of all time, because they at WIP have actually done something that doesn't happen in any other city anymore. They have basically they have a host with a hammer, and he's allowed to use it.
Well, I love
it. That's no longer apparent in other places. So Angelo, good for you. He just signed a new deal. I follow all the top guys, and we follow each other, and he's great. And I will say this about Doug Peterson. He's a one-hit wonder. But you know what? He did get that one hit with the Eagles, who didn't have, I thought, a good enough team to go to the Super Bowl.
I hear you.
Now I'm being proved out right after the fact, because I knew they would never repeat. But then again, I thought the 85 Bears would repeat, and that never happened. Mm. Everything's got to fall into place. Here's my point about losing that game yesterday. And I'm, you know, I had a winning week. I'm 4-2. But I'm not a crybaby. So I'm going to explain it the best way I can without sounding like a crybaby, because I understand I win games that way, I lose games that way. When they saw that formation, they've been already this year, Philadelphia, tricked twice by other teams with trick plays that have scored. This was the third trick play. See, people don't know this. I know it. You know why? This is what I do, okay? It's what I do. And I'm going to tell you now, any coach worth his salt, and he's a guy that looks at the card, just like Nagy. Any coach worth his salt, when he saw that formation, would have called a timeout for his team and set it up. Instead, he lets the play go. They score, and that was the winning. That was the turning point in the whole game. Horrible coaching decision. He's absolutely right. I blame him for that loss, period. I don't blame the players. They put up enough points. But when you see a center and a quarterback, and the other guys are spread to the left, and there's one guy spread to the right, and you guys are looking at each other, you call a timeout.
Mike, the Eagles have now lost three in a row, and guess who has not played in those three games?
Jordan Peterson. Jordan Howard, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My guy, Jordan Howard.
Your guy,
when
exactly.
When he was playing, they were winning.
Isn't
and you
that
know
something?
What? That's, but wait, I'm not going to get on the guy because of injury.
Uh-huh.
You said that last week. It's not fair, and you're right.
Right.
But you know what? That's part of being a dominant back, to be able to handle the load. And you know what? Being out three games, I'm disappointed. He's injured. There's nothing he can do. But that does tarnish his image a little bit as a guy that maybe the Bears got rid of him at the right time because they loaded him up at 510 carries the last 2 years, maybe. But he had a 4.4 average. They were controlling the football. He gets hurt. They lose three in a row. This isn't like rocket science. You need the dominant back.
Oh, absolutely. Let's move on to the Ravens.
And by the way, I'll say this. Montgomery looked better, too, for the Bears because it looked like they actually had a pulse about trying to get the running game going.
Well, you're absolutely right. There seems to be the offensive line of the Chicago Bears is the last maybe two games, but definitely against the Detroit Lions. They looked really good. I put some video up on our Twitter account. I was impressed with the time they gave Trubisky, the holes that Montgomery had to run through. You know, hopefully that's a sign of things to come, but they are going to be facing a much tougher defensive line than the Lions have when the Bears played the Cowboys on Thursday. So that's something to keep an eye on. Can this offensive line have two excellent games in a row?
Yeah, here's what I'm looking at, by the way, with the Cowboy game.
Mm-hmm.
They have a dominant offensive line. It's going to be our defensive line against their offensive line.
You got it.
It's
going to be the line of scrimmage. That's where this game is going to be won or lost.
And it's not going to be the Bear offensive line again. Because I'm going to tell you something. You're right. The Dallas Cowboys defensive line with Quinn and them, they're dominant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we got to look good. I mean, we got to give the quarterback time to pass. We got to open a few holes, like you say.
All right.
Hello! What's going on in the National Football League? It's been a good year.
It has been a fun year. It's like the NFL, you know, after a couple of years where things were looking kind of dire for the league, has bounced back, and they're giving us exciting games, and the world of gambling now makes it even more interesting for me anyway, following this. And I'm starting to get the hang of this gambling stuff, Mike. Thank you very much.
You're doing good.
Thank
you. You're doing good, man. You'll be a degenerate within a year and a half. By the way,
that's right.
If I can I reenact when we first met?
Please.
All right. Hey, Aldo, how are you? Hey, how are you? What's going on? It's Mike North. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. We get together, blah, 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 blah. We have 48.95, blah, 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 blah. You reorganize everything. You put up about 10, 12 shows, blah, 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 blah. Everybody gets the job done. Everybody's pushing it. 10,000, baby, on Twitter.
Yeah.
We got 10,000 on Twitter.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Did you realize that, my friend?
I did see that yesterday or the day before yesterday.
My God, I mean, well, you're a lot of fun. What do you do for milestones? Go to a funeral home and just sit in the waiting room?
That's what my wife said, too. Well, aren't you going to do something special on Twitter to celebrate it?
I don't think you have to do something special. Just be happy.
Yeah, well,
yeah. You go, yeah. The last time I heard somebody say, yeah, he was let go. I go, were you let go? Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm sorry to hear that.
My wife
congratulations,
says,
my friend.
Well, that's congratulations to you and everybody else in the barroom to make
everybody
it happen.
Everybody at the barroom, 10,000 followers. Now let's go for 20.
But my wife says, why don't you put up one of those stupid graphics of yours up on Twitter celebrating? I go, oh, thanks, honey.
I love Donna. She's a woman after my own life. Why don't you put up one of them stupid graphics you used to put up? Get numbskull. And take doodles out.
That's right. All right.
You know what? Let me tell you something. When the dog just looks at you after an argument, you're finished. They're always on the woman's side.
You ain't kidding.
My God.
You ain't
kidding.
It's
like I'm going to have a siege. You can't say a cross word. The dog will come after you.
That is right.
That's it.
All right. And what many people are saying could be a preview of the Super Bowl. The Ravens beat the 49ers 20-17. The Ravens are now 6-0 against the spread in their last six games. This was Coach John Harbaugh talking about the victory afterwards.
Great win. Very good football team that we played against. They played a very good game. They had a plan. It was obvious what the plan was, all three phases. And it was a gritty game, you know, and I think it's a grit win for us. All three phases, definitely a team win. All three phases contributed really well. Right from beginning to end.
What with the phases, please? Had enough with phases. Guy said off me phases 15 times. I've had enough with the phases.
I should have cut that out.
All right? My God.
Mike, can you explain to me why they were giving the Ravens 5.5 points? Why was the spread? Oh, no, I got that wrong. It was the Ravens -5.5, so the Ravens are
I had San Francisco, so did Carmen.
Is that
we
right?
We got the cover.
Oh,
we got the cover on that.
Well
look,
done.
On a neutral field, I still like San Francisco. That was a 20-17 game. Now, here, I like this kid. I love Lamar Jackson. Come on, he's old school.
Oh my gosh,
he's like the guys I grew up with.
He's like,
you know, I want to win. I don't care about my stats. I don't care about. I mean, they asked him afterwards. I love the kicker. He's the greatest of all time. And Yurko got a little bit testy when I said, "How many fat men do they carry off the field for all the people?" Wait, wrong. For all the people that say kickers don't matter, especially in Chicago, yesterday that kicker mattered, and he was carried off the field by Ingram, by Harbaugh, by Lamar Jackson, the kicker. That's how important they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So let's not soft pedal it anymore.
Yeah.
And then he told me, I scrub Janikowski's back. I said, yeah, but can you imagine trying to pick him up? That would be tough. But the kicker, doesn't it demonstrate how important it is, Aldo, and how you can't treat them like second-class citizens? They actually are the few that put points up on the board on a regular basis.
You are absolutely, absolutely correct about that. I have learned my lesson. After the whole Cody Parkey debacle, I now pay attention to kickers. I'm going to be going to the Senior Bowl. I'll be looking at the young kickers there. I am much more in tune to kickers and their value to a football team. Never again will I underestimate them. And for a gambler, I imagine you have to really keep an eye on the kickers because, again, they could be the difference between winning a bet or not.
That kicker had no reason to win that. That reminded me of when the Bears back in 77, Bob Thomas, on a field made of ice, kicked the field goal against the New York Giants in New York.
Yeah.
Nobody thought he was going to make it. It was, of course, it was a shorter one, but it was worse conditions. This was a sideway rain. This guy, Tucker, is a hero. They call him the greatest of all time as far as kickers goes. So, and I mean, there's been some great ones, including Vinatieri, of course, who's gotten old, just like Brady, who, you know, think about this. Vinatieri, when you think of the Patriots winning years, wouldn't you put him third behind Belichick and Brady?
Yeah, I would, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yet I hear the kicker's not important. Yet all I know is Vinatieri's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Regardless of how the 40-some-year-old guy's kicking now, he had a bad day yesterday. This guy is responsible for a couple of their big rings and their Super Bowl momentum. I just don't understand the lack of understanding about the kicking game by a third, at least, of the National Football League teams.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I want to correct an error I made. The Ravens are now 5-1 against the spread in their last six games.
That's all right.
And
nobody, I'll tell you this, that kid Jackson, I love him, but
yeah.
You said something. They're the favorites.
They are, right?
And they've been made the favorites by the same people that made the Browns and the Bears the favorites to go to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
All right? And by the way, they've been made. This is why people go, boy, why doesn't North do more of this? I don't know, but I'm just telling you. They're the same people that made the Chiefs at this time last year the favorites against the Rams in the Super Bowl. Only one problem. The Rams kept their end of the bargain. So let's knock off the nonsense. Let's see what happens. But they do look good.
Yeah, they sure do. All right, we'll move on to the Browns and Steelers game. The Browns 13, the Steelers 20. Everybody was watching this game to see what would happen, if there's going to be more helmet throwing and fisticuffs and stuff like that. It didn't happen, but the young quarterback Devlin Hodges was asked about that after the game.
It didn't seem like there was a lot of talking during the game. I mean, we knew that we had to come out and win the game, and that was the talking that we want to do. We want to win the game, and then, I mean, don't matter how much you talk if you don't win. So it was good just to get the win, and it's always good when you can take a knee at the end of the game.
That young quarterback has now replaced Mason Rudolph, who was a high draft pick. I believe he was a first-rounder for the Steelers, and Rudolph, his career with Pittsburgh doesn't look very good now because it looks like Devlin Hodges is going to be the successor to Big Ben Roethlisberger. And I got to tell you that the total now has hit the under in six of Pittsburgh's last seven games. It was 39.5 in this game against the Browns, and so keep looking for that under when the Steelers' next game.
Mike, what's the record, Aldo?
Oh,
7-5?
Yeah, let me double check that.
The Steelers, 7-5, I think.
Yeah, I think we've got the Steelers at 7-5. The Browns are now 5-7.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Freddie Kitchens should be fired at the end of the year. He's tried to stoke the flames. Mm. He wore a T-shirt that was derogatory towards the Browns.
Oh.
I mean, towards the Steelers. We didn't start it. All this garbage. And they haven't fulfilled. He was the buddy of Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
I think he's going to be on his way out. I don't think they keep him around. The team, I expected Cleveland to win that game. Mike Tomlin should be your coach of the year.
Oh,
all right?
I'm with you.
Now, here's why I'm going to explain to everybody. He lost Big Ben. He lost Juju Schuster.
Yep.
Okay? He lost Antonio Brown. He lost Le'Veon Bell. He had nothing but a Tebow during the national anthem stuff. Remember the Ranger that ran out during the Bear game?
Yes.
And the rest of the team stayed. And he handled it all. And now he's winning with this team? Now, Devlin Hodges, I looked him up. Small college kid, big numbers. Look, I'm just going to say this right now. I've never respected Mike Tomlin more than I respect this year. After what's happened to him, and for teams to try to use injuries as an excuse, when you don't hear that from Mike Tomlin, is a testament to him, period.
Yeah,
and they beat him yesterday. They beat a better football team than them, because they're better coached.
Yep. And I love in his press conferences, I didn't pull a soundbite from Tomlin's press conferences, but I read some of the quotes, and one of the quotes that he said is, we won another one for the concept of team. And that's right. What he keeps preaching. It's team, so that you can be without the superstars, but if you behave as a team, you got a really good chance to go out there and win football games.
Oh, I mean, the best thing, Antonio Brown leaving. He was nothing. He sabotaged him last year.
I hear you.
He went after his quarterback. You know, the quarterback that won two Super Bowls. He's going after. Tomlin just watched, never said a word.
Right.
Kept his cool. Le'Veon Bell's crying that he's not getting carries. They got rid of these selfish divas, and look at him now.
Yeah.
And look what's happened to Le'Veon Bell. He plays for the Jets?
Mm.
You're on the Steelers, man.
How true.
Come on. That's like me leaving the score to go back to 1240 WSBC when I broke her time.
Come on,
back in the day. Are you out of your mind when you're in your prime? You got Big Ben as a quarterback. You got Tomlin as a coach. And you want to get out of there? And then you go to Oakland and you do the same damn thing? Come on.
I hear you. The Rams, a winner 34-7 against the lowly Arizona Cardinals. The Rams had 549 yards of total offense to the Cardinals, 198 after the game. Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, talked about Jared Goff's performance. He was 32 out of 43, 424 yards performance. It's two touchdowns, no interceptions. And he was asked about Goff. This is what he said.
He was great today. He distributed the ball. Guys made some plays, but it was a great game for Jared. But that was the game that we expect from him. You know, those are the things that we know he's capable of, and it's always a collaboration of the unit. But I was really pleased with his ability to command and control the game, and I thought it was one of his best performances for sure, and that was needed for our team.
Well, and a lot of why he played well also was because the run game for the Rams was working well. And you can't overlook the fact that this Cardinals team is just not very good right now.
No, but a lot of people took them, and I took this as a free play. Now, I talked to the World Gambling Association board this morning because there was a couple of discrepancies with my record that they might have to acknowledge. Number one, I gave the Wisconsin game. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I gave the Wisconsin game on all my platforms. I gave it on Bears Barroom.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it on Vegas Scores and Odds. And then I gave it on AM 1000. But on AM 1000, I said it's not my main pick because I got it on the Bears Barroom Advantage. You know? And all of a sudden, I said, but I'm giving Wisconsin. And at the end of the tape, Aldo, I say, I'm taking this for all my platforms. So they're going to give me that win, it looks like. But then I gave the Rams out on Twitter yesterday to everybody. Aldo, the Bears, Bears Power Room. I gave it to AM 1000. Gave it out free. I said, don't take Arizona. Take the Rams. They're going to, basically, if you want to fade me, go ahead, which means go against me. But basically, I was trying to say, that's up to you. You'll regret it. But they're not going to give me that one because I didn't do it on one of the shows. I just did it on Twitter. So I'm okay with it. But that was a pick yesterday out of my – I saw the system had the Rams big, and I couldn't understand why people liked Arizona.
Yeah.
I couldn't. But, you know, the Rams haven't been good, Aldo. They haven't. They've been like the Bears.
That is true. That is true. That's been an underperforming, disappointing team. But they got back on track there, so we'll be looking to see what they do in their next game. We move on now to the Redskins-Panthers, an upset here. Redskins 29, the Panthers 21. Kyle Allen talked about the first two drives were touchdown drives. The Panthers looked great. They were up 14-0, and then all of a sudden it's punt, 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 interception, punt, 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 and on. This is Kyle Allen after the game, a dejected young quarterback talking to the media.
I feel like we just kind of took turns making mistakes. You know, the first two drives, we were really locked in. We knew what we wanted to do, and we were moving the ball down the field. And then, you know, after that, they kind of adjusted to us. They were starting to roll extra coverages, play a bunch of different stuff. And I just felt like we just kind of kept taking turns making mistakes. And
This Redskins franchise has been snake bit. They just don't do anything right most of the time. But it does seem like under Bill Callahan, the interim coach that they have, that the team has been progressing later into the season. Do you think there's any chance that a guy like Callahan keeps the job as the regular coach?
He's been given players he didn't want.
That's right.
But he's been level-headed. He's kept. He knows how to win games. He was a disaster at Nebraska when they made him coach there. He's been okay at other places. Maybe people look at him as just an interim coach, but you can't take away the fact that that's a nice win. And Carolina. I mean, I said 5 weeks ago, this Cam Newton's been in a rollover accident, man, on the highways. Been hurt so much. I mean, he doesn't know what day it is. He's wearing a babushka like my grandmother Leona Morcella used to wear. He's got the hair done and the whole ball of wax. I don't know what to think of him. I don't know if he's got the leadership skill. Yesterday, me and Chico Rivera were saying a rosary for him to get better over the phone, okay? And Chico was saying it in Spanish. I go, Chico, please, I don't understand. But seriously, I love Ronnie. And I know that they want his job again and everything else.
It happens almost every year.
He's been a good coach for them.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, I think now Cam Newton, he wasn't missed, but now he is, isn't he?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that loss probably knocks the Panthers out of that wild card race that they really were hoping to stay in.
And McCaffrey's got no shot for MVP.
Yeah,
now.
You're right.
I don't even care. You don't care what when they're losing games, it don't matter what the stats are.
Yep.
Period.
I am so with you. People are laughing at the word babushka in the chat room.
Well, you got it. Babushka is the hair covering that, if you were poor back in the day, you'd buy scarves at the store, colorful scarves. My mother, my grandmother, Italian immigrants, would go to, Sears or go to the shops, the ladies' shops, and buy these colorful scarves. Well, Cam Newton had one on at a press conference. If you look it up, Cam Newton with hair, and they tied it, they would put it over their head like a veil and then tie it at the bottom. Remember, Aldo?
Oh, yeah.
And he had one on. So, but that's okay. If his arm's okay, they need him. Period.
There you go. Absolutely. I'm totally with you on that. All right.
Because they looked so good for a couple weeks without him.
That's right. That's right.
They don't look so good no more.
No, they don't.
No. I'm sorry if I messed up the people with the babushka. They think it's probably some 45 automatic pistol or something. The babushka. No. Hair covering.
The Russian
remember
version.
That plane that, remember that plane in World War II? Which one was that? The babushka.
Exactly. The Bengals win their first game of the year, Mike. We thought that the Jets were going to I thought that the Jets were going to win, that the Bengals were going to stay winless, but no. Andy Dalton comes in, and he was asked after the game about his relationship with Zach Taylor, and wasn't it kind of weird, he gets benched by the coach, and then he comes out and gets that coach his first win of the season. Dalton was very, very classy in his post-game comments.
Zach and I have had a ton of conversations and a ton of talks, and I mean, it's hard to go throughout the season, your first head coaching job, and you still haven't won a game and all the stuff that weighs on it, but he has stayed steady this whole time, and he's a big reason why everybody has stuck together, and the way that we played today shows that there's nobody's given up.
Nice job there by Andy Dalton, talking nicely about the guy that really made him look bad with that benching in the middle of the season.
Yeah, but they won. They both won, because here's what I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
He must be, I have a lot of admiration for this guy. First of all, when you see a whole locker room of players clapping for the head coach on a one-win team,
yeah,
that's respect, number one.
Yep.
Number two, he seems like the kind of guy that told Dalton all the way through, I got to try this, Andy. It's not working this way. Let me try this quarterback here. And he took it like a pro's supposed to take it. He didn't whine to the press. He didn't say I didn't get enough snaps. He just took his benching like a man. And now he's come back. They've won. The coach has the respect of the team. It shows that he's flexible, and it shows that he's trying to win. And I got a lot of respect for this guy because that's another game that people took on the money line yesterday. Not me, thank God. The New York Jets, because I had said the week before, Darnold looks great. He's studying film. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And then yesterday you just saw the disaster.
It was indeed a disaster.
It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, Alts. Any given Sunday.
You ain't kidding. And it's also the New York Jets. Any given Sunday, they're going to break your heart.
Yeah, but they were favored, man. And you know what? This guy here, this head coach, I hope it works, man, because he's had to clean up a 17-year mess.
Oh, my goodness. You ain't kidding. He's got quite the challenge. All right, the Bucs, a big winner, 28-11 against the Jags. The total has hit the under in 9 of Jacksonville's last 11 home games. Mike, did you pick this game at all?
No, but I'll tell you this. I'm afraid of the Buccaneers, been afraid of them all year, and I'm not buying what they're selling, but it is surprising they've won 2 in a row.
Yeah.
They've won 2 in a row under Arians. I had just given Arians the boot. I mean, listen, since 2015, this is unbelievable, folks. Are you sitting down? Of course you are. You're listening to it. Jameis Winston's had 100 turnovers. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's 25 a year, 20 a year.
Right.
You can't do that and win. But they haven't abandoned them. Arians is working with them. And I guess, you know, they're reaping some benefits. So a huge win for Tampa Bay and a huge win for Jameis Winston. But you know what? I got to see more because he's been not what they thought, sort of like Mariota.
Yep, I am with you on that. You know, Bruce Arians is a great coach. And if anybody can help Jameis Winston with his turnover affliction, it'll be Bruce Arians. But at the same time, maybe nobody can help this kid. I mean,
you're right. I'm with you. I just don't trust him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, he's had a couple good games. It's been bad.
Yeah.
It's been bad. And Mariota wasn't as bad as Winston, in my opinion. And he's lost his gig. He lost his gig faster. And how about Tannehill?
Yeah.
Look at this Ryan Tannehill. How much? This guy's on a 1-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Would you entertain him in Chicago? He's breaking records in Tennessee. He's got a system that he likes. He's still young. It didn't work at one place, but man, they're playoff bound, maybe, Tennessee, and they were left for dead a few weeks back. You know what I mean?
Right. He is an unrestricted free agent next season, Ryan Tannehill is, and he led his team, the Titans, to a 31-17 victory. The total has hit the over in Tennessee's last 5 games, and guess what? Tannehill has been the quarterback in all of those games. Pretty amazing.
They got to re-sign the guy, and if they don't, he can go free agent. Now, let me ask you a question, because I know you. You skirted the question a little bit. You were like the Stooges, you know, when the boxes, they were running from Slip. Remember, they're running through the box maze?
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then they end up hitting their... Would you entertain him for the Bears, or does he have... Is that bad history scary a little bit? Because he's got good history, but he's got bad history.
Yeah, it does scare me, but what scares me the most is not so much Tannehill, it's Matt Nagy. He's going to ruin the kid.
Well, I know what camp you're in. I understand, because I'm watching Andy Reid, and he wins all the time. I go, well, how's he doing that without Nagy?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't get it.
Exactly.
I'm watching Andy Reid yesterday, laughing, smirking at the I go, how's he doing it without Nagy? And then I realized all Nagy did was pick up his sandwiches from Subway, you know, get him some coffee, and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, that is so good. You ain't kidding about Andy Reid. Somebody in the chat room, who was it? Somebody in the chat room.
Doesn't Andy Reid look like, with the all red thing on and the headset and the mustache, like a World War I German ace fighter pilot? I mean, I'm just telling you. I don't know if they wore red. That's a little bit confusing.
Yeah, I was going to say, red for Germans? I never saw that.
Yeah, maybe they've been in the news lately, this Ukraine. I thought they were scoping.
There you go.
I had no idea.
Well, you mentioned Andy Reid. They were a 40-9 winner over the Raiders. The Raiders.
You know what he looks like? The Kool-Aid, the pitcher.
Yeah, that's exactly what
remember
he looks
like. Remember the Kool-Aid
pitcher? Oh, yeah. They still do that commercial.
The happy Kool-Aid pitcher? Yeah. That's Andy Reid.
That is Andy Reid.
get a picture of Terry Kool-Aid. That's Andy Reid. Put a headset on the Kool-Aid pitcher.
So here's the question for you. Now that the Chiefs have won 40-9 against the Raiders and have a two-game advantage over the Raiders, the Chiefs are 8-4. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid that the Chiefs are going to win the division and create some damage in the postseason?
You know what? I don't think Mahomes is healthy. I still don't think he's 100%. I think Lamar Jackson is the new Mahomes. It's unbelievable. Mahomes is old-fashioned now after 1 year. I mean, if you asked Kansas City Chiefs fans right now, would you rather have Mahomes or Lamar Jackson? As much as they love Mahomes and as much as he's done, it would be hard for me to say, even as a Chiefs fan, I want Lamar Jackson, you know?
Yeah, that's a tough
I mean,
one.
That's the way it is. So I think they're the favorites. I think they can do damage. It depends who they draw. Look at the quarterbacks in the AFC. You got Watson. You got Mahomes. You got Brady. You got Jackson. You know, and what are we watching tonight? Kirk Cousins in the NFC, okay? I mean, seriously, he's one of our better quarterbacks against Russell Wilson. And by the way, I got both games up, and I got a basketball game, and I got the Blackhawk game up.
Oh, awesome.
I make the scores and odds. I'm back. Hockey, I've been number one for 2 years at Vegas Scores and Odds. I can't name three players on the team. I don't even know if I know how to get to the stadium anymore, but I'm telling you, I'm on fire, and I got some interesting picks. I also got the Hawks Golden State Warrior game.
Awesome. Look at you. Busy man.
That's what I do, my friend. Busy. That's what I do with my spare time, which there's plenty of.
The final NFL game that we have not talked about was the Chargers losing to the Broncos 20-23. Vic Fangio gets another win in his rebuilding efforts. The total has hit the over now in five of the Chargers' last six games. They got the Jacksonville Jaguars next Sunday, and so far the early line, I think it's from Westgate, says that the over-under on that one is 44. I like the under in that game, but you know, you're the expert here, so we'll see.
How about Philip Rivers as a bear?
You know what, Philip Rivers.
What would you do? Because here's what I would tell him: go scratch. He's telling everybody, I don't want to play in Los Angeles.
Right.
He takes a limo. You want to know something, buddy? I watched you play this year. You're finished. I cut him. If I took over, if they said, Mike North, you're the Chargers GM tomorrow, the first order of business at the end of the year, Philip Rivers is gone. He is gone from my team. Go play somewhere else and be overrated, and I would start from scratch. He's 37, 38 years old. He's a constant disappointment. Never wins, it seems like, a big game. And now he's dictating where he wants to play. See you later. This isn't when you were breaking in and, you know, you had the Eli. And by the way, guess what? We got you and Drew Brees left. That was our mistake.
How about that? How about that? They gave up on Drew Brees and they took Philip Rivers, the biggest mistake in that franchise's history.
So now he's done a good job with all the numbers. He's a stat stuffer. I mean, he's got one less Super Bowl than Aaron Rodgers. That's the hard part to believe. But you know what? He's just intolerable. You know, what kind of leader are you?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to go. Imagine being in the service. I don't want to go to Vietnam. I want to go to Hawaii. You know, back in the, you had to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go to Berlin. I don't want to go to Europe. I don't want to go to Normandy. You know, as a general. You got to go.
You got to go. You got to go. And Zach Sullivan.
Like how I just take America's, like, fiercest battles and incorporate him with Philip Rivers.
That's right.
My God.
And Zach Sullivan reminds us that Rivers has 10 kids, so I'm not sure the Chicago public school system can handle 10 more kids into there.
He must be Irish. He had sex 10 times. He's got 10 kids. You know what? If I'm Phil Rivers, I love where I'm playing. Nobody pays attention. All they do is brag about you, and you've never done a damn thing.
Oh, unbelievable. All right, tonight, the big game, as you mentioned, Vikings at Seahawks at Seattle. The total is at 48.5 the last time I looked. Minnesota is getting 3 points. The Seattle Seahawks are giving 3 points, of course. And so where do people go if they want to get the inside information from
Vegas Scores and Odds right now? Go buy, just buy the package, see what happens. You get all the games. Doesn't matter how much it costs. Go to the free line. Give them a call. Follow at VSAO Sports. We're trying to get this. We just took over their Twitter handle. They hadn't been as active in recent years, but right. They got a great business there. They're our sponsor here at Bears Barroom. They've been Vegas Scores and Odds has been a great sponsor and is now a sponsor on AM 1000. They have the best website because you got all the players listed. If you go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com, the front page, it will tell you exactly how I'm doing. I'm having some good deals, like with NCAA basketball, I'm doing well. NFL, I'm doing well. Hockey, I'm doing well. College football, I'm starting to come up a little bit, but there's some other ones I'm not. This week, I had a 10-10 week, and it tells you right there.
And we are doing well here at Bears Barroom. 10,000
yes,
Twitter followers. I am celebrating now.
Don't pretend. Don't pretend like you're happy.
Mike, you and I are going to be back here on Wednesday. I think we're going to do noon again, right?
I'm not. Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Stay tuned. We'll find out.
Okay.
I got to find out. Maybe the sponsor likes it at 3. Maybe it likes it at noon. But I like it at noon because, you know what? It gets the podcast out earlier in Vegas.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I would tend to agree. They're happy with us. They love us, you know. You know what? I think probably we'll be here at noon.
I love it. Whatever time you want to do the show, I am ready to go. And I love working with you, Mike. Tell your fans whatever you want to tell them, and we'll sign off.
All right. Hey, everybody, enjoy Bears Bar. Let's go for the next 10,000. Yeah, follow at Bears Bar Room, also at Aldo Gandia, also at North to North, also at AM 1000, also at VSAO Sports. Go there. Hey, you never know what you're going to pick up. Also, follow me on Twitter. I gave everybody the Rams yesterday for free. You know, this is what I do, okay? That's just what I do, and I took a chance. I could have been ridiculed, but today, that's right. I'm riding in the limo. Aldo, take care, buddy.
Take care, Mike.